Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Sixpence for Christmas by Gracie Hart and read by Colleen Prendergast. Chapter 1 Leeds, 1895. Meg Fairfax threaded her way in and out of the busy Leeds market. She was on the scrounge for that night's supper, and with little money in her purse, she needed to spend her sixpence wisely. Ever since Ted Lund had blackened her name, accusing her of stealing from the bakery that she had built up from nothing, she had been struggling to keep herself, her mother, and her young sister Sarah fed. Now, even though the kind Joe Dinsdale had proved Ted Lund, the miserable baker, to be wrong, she could no longer work, looking after her dying mother. She was thankful that if things got too hard, she had the love of her life, Frankie, to help her, but only if she was truly down to her last farthing. She had her pride. Already, she'd bartered with the friendly butcher. He'd agreed to lower the price for pig's trotters. Now they sat in her basket, pink and pointing. She made her way to her old friend Roger's stall. With a bit of luck, he might share vegetables that were past their best. The sounds and smells of the market filled the air, and for a short while she forgot her worries, as she chatted to the local stallholders she had known all her life. Every day was a battle to keep her pride and dignity, but better times were around the corner. She kept telling herself this as she stood in line. Then she spotted Mick on the fruit stall. He came over to talk to her in his soft Irish drawl. "Now then, Meg, how are things? Mother's still in a bad way." "Yes, worse, if anything," Meg said quietly as she shifted up the queue.
"I'm sorry, lass. You wouldn't let a dog suffer in the same way the authorities have let her. Come over to see me once you've dealt with Casanova here. I'll give you something to take home."
Before Meg could answer, Mick glanced over at his stall as a woman sorted through his fruit and looked around her to be served.
"Who's Casanova?" Meg asked,
but Mick was already moving away, needing to serve his next customer. Slowly, the row of women at Roger's stall shuffled along. Surely, she would be next to be served. It was only as she approached the front of the line that she realised who Mick was calling Casanova. A young woman was standing next to Roger, his arm around her, as she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?